Thank you. Day of Nandotsava. And he was born in the high Vaishnava family. In the same old place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, Nityananda Prabhu took birth, Advaita Acharya, and all other auspicious persons took birth. And when from this world to his beloved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Radha Krishna Panyugam in very separate month Karti. Very auspicious day. And he took also Sannyas order on the very auspicious day of Siddhapit Swarup, the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to southern India to know where his elder brother Sannyasi Vishwarup has gone. Went to Deccan, southern India, and meet Narayana Mananda. He was also a very auspicious person. He was in his past, but he was in this Akhadi. So, today is very auspicious day where we are sitting in Pitetal Vigoryama. In this very place, we took sannyas order from our divine Guru, Mr. Yadrush Undi Supati Sampati Yam Ketavu. Here, we have gathered here I want to hear from him his children devotees who were the right and left hand of Sira Samiji. Also they were managing the whole thing from his early preaching. They were with him from the early days when he went from India to Western countries. And in his young or kishore age, after 17, 20, 21, 22, very beautiful picture. Like we are seeing here, is Samal Krishna Swami, Girijaj Swami, Bimbam Guru Prabhu, Purushottara Swami, Vishnu Swami, and also Bimbam Guru Prabhu, and especially all the very dear lady devotees, senior devotees, also present here, like Aditya Devi, Vrindavan Virasini, Vinod Bani, Gaur Kriya Tata, so many devotees are here. I think they have much some remembrance in their heart and mind. And by hearing their valuable things that they have taken from, received from their holy master, we will hear it. Those have not seen him at that time, by them they will see for them. I first pray the right hand of Swamiji, who has kept his name, remembering Krishna, Samar. Samar is very dear to Srimati Radhika. So perhaps he was the Palladasi of very near dear to Srimati Radhika. So he has kept his name, very dear name, to all Siddhar Samar. So I request him, because Swami Samar Krishna, to give his remembrance about Swamiji and his valuable upadesh, shiksha of Swamiji he has received from.
First, I want to offer my most respectful condolences to the Lotus Feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Parthana, the Buddha, the Chakra, as the Buddha, the Shima, the devotee, and the Swami Buddha. I want to give Sanyas Guru, Om Vishnu Parthana, the Buddha, the Chakra, the Buddha, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj is a very dear disciple who is presiding over this meeting today. Sri Srimad Pujatat Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. As well as I want to offer my obeisances to all of the sannyasis and senior god brothers and god sisters who are here, and to all of the Vaishnavas who have assembled. Guru Narayan Maharaj has, he always sees with such uttama vision, so that he sees even lowly creatures as being dear to Srimati Radhika. But though he has given the meaning of Kamal as being very dear to Srimati Radharani, it is also known that the Kamal tree has very bitter leaves and bitter fruits. And the animals, even the goats and cows, cannot make any use of the leaves from this tree. So I think that when Shoshana speaking this name, he surely saw my own disqualification in so many ways, being a very bitter person. And so he must have given me that name, remembering the poor qualities of the Kamal tree. But because the Kamal tree resembles in appearance Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna, so it is very dear to Srimati Radharani and to all of us who follow her. So I think that because of my contact with and with all of those who have served to the Prabhupada, including Narayana, so even though I have so many poor qualifications now, something is reminding him of Krishna. The last instruction which Srila Prabhupada gave to the devotees was that they should cooperate together. And I see how this meeting today is a symptom of such cooperation. Because we are coming from an institution known as ISKCON, and we are sitting in a different institution, and yet we don't sit in any way in a divided way. But we have been invited here with great love, in very much the same way as our Srila Prabhupada was invited in 1959 by his beloved godbrother, Srila Keshava Goswami Maharaj. It reminds me so much of the same situation, that just as Srila Narayana Maharaj's Guru Maharaj invited our Srila Prabhupada to come here, to reside here, to serve here, and then one day to take sannyas here. So he has also invited all of us to come here today. I think it is significant to see how, at the time, Srila Prabhupada was living as a vanaprastha in Vrindavan, at the Radha-Damodar temple. And he was, I think he was living at Radha-Damodar at that time? No, he was living at the, what was that?
From Allahabad, he came to
Anyway, he at the time, before that, he was medicine. So, actually, he had no intention immediately to take sannyas. But so many persons, especially Srila Narayana Maharaj, was repeatedly requesting him. And Srila Keshava Maharaj was repeatedly requesting that you should take sannyas. You're so qualified. You're a very, very learned person. You are such, have all the good qualities of a pure Vaishnava. So to fulfill the mission of Om Vishnupad Paramahansa, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, you should take sannyas. But Srila Prabhupada said to us that he didn't want to. And then his Guru Maharaj appeared and told him to take sannyas. and still he was very fearful. But he was practically pushed and pushed and pushed by his godbrother and the disciple of his godbrother, Vivek Sanyas. It was in this very place that the sannyas ceremony took place. Srila Narayana Maharaj personally performed the fire sacrifice. He took Srila Prabhupada to another room to give him the coffee that the sannyasi puts on. And he assisted in so many ways in his sannyas ceremony. Later on, at the time of the disappearance of Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada was in Seattle at the time in 1968, and I happened to be fortunate to be with him at the time. This news came, and I saw how Srila Prabhupada began to weep and cry so much out of separation for his beloved godbrother. He felt so much sorry that his godbrother was departed that he felt and remembered so much his Guru Maharaj. So this godbrother, in every way, he felt that his Guru Maharaj had come to him through his godbrother. So I think that in the same way, so many of us get the same feeling when we are with Srila Narayana Maharaj, that we feel that our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, is coming to us through him. And therefore we feel so much love and affection for him. Because we see that if the entire arrangement has been made by Krishna and by our spiritual master, because the spiritual master continues to guide the disciple. The spiritual master never leaves the disciple at any time. So sometimes he personally works, and sometimes he works through another person. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sometimes was personally working to direct Srila Prabhupada, and another time he worked through Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj. In the same way, I feel that so many instructions I received from Prabhupada, and so many instructions I continue to receive from him through my very dear well-wisher, Srila Narayana Maharaj. So I see many similarities between this situation. After the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, many societies were formed. Srila Prabhupada took shelter of one of these because of his respect and admiration for Srila Keshav Goswami Maharaj. He took shelter here. He did not consider so much the fact that the institution was a different name, but he considered how the person who was the head of the institution imbibed all of the qualities that he had seen in his Guru Maharaj. So I think that we should not so much be concerned about the name of the institution, but we should see what is the fruit on the tree. If the fruit tastes the same, then the tree must be one tree. And we should not worry that this is this branch or that branch, but we should see what is the taste of the fruit. So, whatever I experience in my association with Srila Prabhupada, I am experiencing that same case today when I come here, when I sit in this assembly, and whenever I get good association of Srila Narayana Maharaj, I find the same taste of the fruit. And therefore, I know that the tree is one, and I don't concern myself with the external names of societies to be worried that this is one institution or that is another institution. Prabhupada formed at the end of his manifest pastime, he formed a charity trust called Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust. It was the last
managerial act that Srila Prabhupada made, and the purpose was to unite all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And he named on that charity trust two of his godlers, Pujapad Sri Madhav Maharaj and Pujapad Madhusudan Maharaj. So it's very clearly the express will. The final instruction should be considered the most important instruction. And it was not simply Prabhupada's instruction that the members of this time cooperate, but it was his instruction that they also cooperate with all of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And therefore, Prabhupada made an official document, formed a trust just to foster this cooperation. So, we can completely move up our hopes here today that they want us to be here. They feel sorry if there are not enough of us here. When I said to him, I told Srila Narayana, 100 have come. He said, why only 100? Why not 125? Then he said, where are all the senior persons? I said, they're overseas preaching. Because he wants so much the association of ISKCON devotees. Because he loves them very dearly. Because they remind him of the person who they are all dependent upon, Srila Prabhupada, who was so dear to Srila Narayana Maharaj. So, you asked me to speak on something about Shiksha. So I tried to say something about the mood of cooperation. I pray that all of the devotees who are assembled here and all the members of ISKCON should try to broaden their vision and actually try to embrace the mood of real Krishna consciousness and to see who Krishna consciousness is repulsive and to embrace that person as being most dear. Then our movement will actually flourish. Otherwise, we are not going to be very much better than the Christians and the various other sects who divide the world and are against the different groups simply because they don't belong to the same organization. We should never allow that type of hatred or envy or malice to block our bhakti. Certainly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not appreciate it, and it will be impossible to develop genuine love for Jugal Kishore Radha Krishna if we have this type of mood of resentment towards others simply because of some difference of who is my father. The whole point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was to give shelter to all the conditioned souls in the world, to all living beings. So we should make no distinction like this, but we should see who is actually following the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and those persons we should bring very close to ourselves. The instruction is that one should associate with those who are of a similar temperament. So our line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to become the dearmost maidservant of Srimati Radhika, and those who are giving us nourishment, encouragement to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to be able to appreciate the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those persons which are very, very close, near and dear to us.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Namaskar. Sri Guru Vaishnava
Yes, your Prabhupada has come from Srimati Radhika,
But I have come from Karnadasa Rishi. Then I said that both were the same because Srila Prabhupada was Paryadasi of Srimati Radhika and Srila Narayana Maharaj was also Paryadasi of Srimati Radhika. And again Srila Narayana Maharaj spoke that your Srila Prabhupada is Paryadasi of Srimati Radhika, but I am Paryadasi of Kama. Then I thought, I can't fall into the same trap again. But really I thought that the third characteristic that they shared was that both had come into the material world to save the fallen souls. And that is certainly true. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted that Krishna consciousness should be preached throughout the world. And Srila Prabhupada took up the mission. And his sannyas is significant, because without sannyas, he was not ready to preach, to take up the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the same way. And being fully in tune with the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Keshav Maharaj and Srila Narayana Maharaj encouraged Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas and fully execute the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, we are completely indebted to them. Because if Srila Prabhupada had not come to the West, where would we be now? About 6 weeks ago, I took the opportunity to do Govardhan Parikrama. And when I came to Radhakund, one devotee who had left ISKCON approached me and said, do you remember me? I was in the Bombay temple some years ago. Now I'm staying here at Radhakund. And he had a name from a Babaji in Radhakund, and he was hearing from the Babajis at Radhakund. After going further in the parikrama and immersing myself in the waters of Radhakund, I thought of when Srila Prabhupada had come to Radhakund with his Guru Maharaj, and how his Guru Maharaj had instructed him, if you ever get money, principles, he said there's fire blazing in the month. Everybody is fighting, what room will I occupy, what place will I have? So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeals to our Srila Prabhupada that if you ever get money, principle. So I was thinking how right from Radhakund itself, Srila Prabhupada took inspiration for the mission to preach Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And that if Srila Prabhupada hadn't left India and come to the West and preach, I never would have had any idea about Radhakund, about Vrindavan,